Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Tyra Raines and is titled, The Real Treasure. One of my favorite stories Jesus tells about the kingdom of heaven is found in Matthew 13:44, NIV. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. I read the Bible like I'm watching a movie, or like I'm there when it all happens. In this particular story, a man finds a treasure. In my mind, I'm right there, hiding behind a tree, watching everything he's doing. I see his joy and excitement about the treasure. He looks around to make sure no one saw him, then hides his precious discovery again. Then he runs off and sells everything he owns to buy the land the treasure is on. I think sometimes we forget how precious the treasure is. This man was willing to sell everything else he owned for that treasure. We don't know what he owned. Potentially, some of his things had sentimental value. His home and land could have been in his family for generations. We don't get the luxury of knowing all the details, but we do know he considered everything he owned worthless compared to that treasure. My husband, Darian, and I were recently invited to a ministry celebration. It was located at a beautiful resort in Florida on the Atlantic coast. Our room was lovely. There was fine dining and luxurious accommodations. As wonderful as all of that was, it paled in comparison to the actual reason we were there. For over 36 hours, we had the privilege of hearing how people were getting the Word of God into forbidden places, including the Middle East, China, and the outermost parts of the world. People from Russia, India, Japan, and many other countries shared their stories. One story I will never forget is of a Hindu family in the Himalayas. One of the daughters had received the Book of Hope, a Bible in condensed form for children, and had given her life to Jesus. One by one, the rest of the family followed and began serving God at their local church. The father of the family was outraged and felt betrayed. He decided he was going to burn his entire family alive. He tied them all up, and just as he was about to light the fire, a man from the new church arrived at their home. He was able to stop the dad from doing such a heinous act and led him to the Lord that day. That family had found a treasure in a field, and their lives were the everything they had, and they were willing to give it up for the treasure. By the end of the celebration, I realized I was among some of the most spirit-led, humble, and effective people in the world. God's presence was in that place. I cried as I heard more stories of the Lord setting people free from addictions, abuse, hardship, and depression. I was in awe of His love, protection, and ability to reach people. God will go to great lengths to accomplish His will. All he needs is someone who values the treasure as he does. The irony of staying in that fabulous resort and hearing those incredible stories hit me. None of it mattered. The only thing I could think of was Jesus and the love of God. As everything else faded, my desire to do more for Jesus increased. I want what I do on earth to last for eternity. I don't think there is anything wrong with having nice things or staying in amazing places. But possessions and vacations won't last forever. Those things don't make a difference in eternity. Only the things we do for the kingdom of God will last forever. Our careers, hobbies, homes, and cars will not last. They are just pieces of land we must be willing to sell for the real treasure God has for us. Only the things done for the Lord have any real value. Yet we like to elevate things that don't deserve that honor. Nothing deserves the honor of our love, praise, and sacrifice except God. The Himalayan family knew that. They didn't even consider their own lives worth more than the kingdom of heaven. I have a boat dock on my property that I really enjoy. It's not my she shed. It's my she dock. I truly love being there. It's where I often go to write and spend time with the Lord. One day when I was down there enjoying the fresh air on my face, the reflection of the water, and the sound of the birds, I heard the Lord say to me, "This dock is wood, hay, and stubble." I knew exactly what he meant. He was telling me to go ahead and enjoy it. It was a gift from him, but it wouldn't last forever. It is not the treasure he has for me. Let's put our focus on the real treasure, the things that last forever. Darian and I almost canceled that trip because of some inconveniences in our life. I'm so glad we didn't. Being in that atmosphere, in the presence of God and people who follow hard after him, reaffirmed my priorities. I want to build with gold, silver, and jewels, not wood, hay, and straw. I want the things I spend my life on to have eternal value. I love how Jesus said that the man who found the treasure hidden in a field was joyful. He wasn't disappointed to sell all he had. He couldn't wait to do it. This was the best day of his life. The treasure was far greater than anything else he could imagine. Nothing on earth compares to the kingdom of heaven. It truly is the greatest treasure. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at encourage.
Discover the secret to meaningful conversations, strengthen your relationships, and become an encourager to those around you. Join the What to Say When You're Not Sure What to Say 21-Day Challenge by best-selling author and Encourage co-founder Holly Girth. Equip yourself with the right words at the right time. Sign up today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.